We are joined here in the media center with the number one qualifier in funny car, Robert Height. His pass of 3.8883 seconds at 325.92 miles per hour took him to the top of the category to secure his fourth number one qualifying position of the season, 64th of his career. Robert,
pretty amazing, you know. Okay. 64 number one qualifiers, that's a lot, but I don't think it ever in my career I've had a car that's this dominant when you really look at how competitive the class is, okay? It's not like, you know, when John was doing it back in the 90s and early 2000s, he had a car that was, you know, a tenth of a second ahead of everybody else. You don't have that anymore. There's nobody, you know, from 1 to 12, there's just hundreds of a second, you know, separating us. So it's pretty amazing that, you know, for us to be running this well, and, you know, it just makes my job pretty easy. You know, it's, you pretty much know this car is going to go down the track as long as you don't screw it up. And I did screw it up Friday night. We were going to run another 88 there, and we would have been number one. But I felt like I got a little bit inside and just kept wanting to pull me that way, and I did not want to cross the center line, so I lifted and ran 92. So that 88 was out there last night under stellar conditions, and then for us to go out and do it, you know, when the track was 115 degrees, that's pretty impressive.
Can you discuss the four-wide format and how, for you as a driver, you have to adapt versus two-lane format?
You know, I try to just keep everything simple. You know, it's we try to race ourselves, okay? We race ourselves in the conditions. I don't worry about who's in the other lanes. You know, it's not really a difficult task watching two more people stage. So if you kind of keep it simple like that, I think you're ahead of the game. You know, I've won it a couple times here in Charlotte, and you know, with the car we have right now and the format of four wide, you know, the first two rounds, two cars from every quad advance. So when you have a car that's as dominant as mine, if I can just leave on time, we ought to be in the final. You know, that's just kind of the way we look at it. So we're going to work hard every run and see if we can't get us another win. That would be, you know, four wins, you know, in the first seven races. That's pretty impressive.
Questions from the media.
Bill. So look, you guys made 3-second passes on all three of your runs. Nobody else was able to do that. Is that just Jimmy being able to dial in the track right away? And did the other guys catch up in this final session where like 8 or 9 cars ran in?
Yeah, I think the track was getting better all along. You know, I think lanes 3 and 4 were a little behind. And there hadn't been, till I ran, or going into the last session, there hadn't been a car run in the 3 seconds in lane 3 yet, in funny cars. So we were looking at all those stats. But when you have, you know, good track people, Lanny McGleazy and everybody up there working and everybody putting their heads together, we knew that it was better than the round before. And Jimmy's just got such a good handle on this thing. He can make a few, you know, tweaks here and there, and it just does what he asks it to do. So that's really hard to do with a fuel car. There's so many moving pieces, and there's a lot of inconsistencies. But this team is really doing their job and putting this thing together the same, and just it's the most consistent machine I've ever had.
John.
So you're the winningest funny car driver at the MX Dragway. What is it about this track that suits you as a driver, and does that give you confidence going into Sunday, trying to get another Wally?
It does. It does. You know, it really shouldn't, because you know, everything changes from year to year. It'll change from now till we get back here in the fall. So you know, you just have to be on top of your game. But for whatever reason, some drivers like certain tracks, and I always love this one. You know, we used to start the countdown here and got a few wins at the start of the countdown right here, and that sets you on your way. So, yes, I love this place. Go all over the country. Everybody asks me, what's your favorite racetrack? Z-Max. Without a doubt, the nicest facility, nicest fans. And of all the places we go, I think Charlotte's one of the places that I would live.
Kevin McKenna.
Whether or not you planned it this way, does it give you a little relief to know that you can't put John into the final round? He's the final quad.
He may like that.
You have faced your boss multiple times this season already, and you guys have stated that it's been kind of the tricky part. is it, could you elaborate a little bit more as to the structure of that ladder tomorrow, not facing each other until the finals?
Well, you know, with the four wide, it changes everything. So we could have met first round and both of us advanced, second round, both of us advanced, and then in the final, there's only one winner. So you saw those guys, they hadn't made a good run, but that didn't, you know, they didn't just go out there and lay up, you know, in Q4 here. Those guys, that 390 was a stout run, okay? If you take away our 88, that 90 was the best run of anybody. So those guys are tough. The way I look at it is, you know, this sport's very humbling. Things change. He could beat me the next six times I race him. So I like the first four. See what happens tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
At least you can't beat him three times tomorrow.
That's true.